progress daily.
In order to get the opportunity, you must show up.
By any means, whatever it takes.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Andy and L'Oreal Date Podcast, where we dive into the world of business automations and digital products for monthly recurring revenue opportunities for entrepreneurs. How are you doing today, Andy?
Oh, I'm phenomenal today. Super excited to get this podcast going today. I've seen that I heard a podcast this morning on my way to work that people don't make it to the 21st episode. And I was like, no, we're going to make it to the 21st episode and we're going to completely surpass that. And I already see that our podcast is creating tremendous results, not only in our business, but in the lives of the people that listen to it.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm glad we decided to launch and we're staying strong. We're staying committed. Definitely looking forward to hitting 21 plus. Yeah. So just a little insight in regards to this week, because every week is definitely different for us. What did your week look like this week?
So this week so far, I mean, I got to look at my calendar a bit. This week so far, just yesterday, I spoke on stage to a version of a TED Talk for an entrepreneurs organization. And wow, my calendar is jam-packed. But did a version of a TED Talk. I recorded some courses. I had some meetings with some potential vendors. Met with some clients. Did a hiring meeting. And today's Thursday morning. So this is in the last 72 hours. Profit and loss analysis. I had a meeting with a joint venture partner to get some more traffic to our webinars and help our clients with their webinars. So this was definitely a eventful week. And this is a normal week, but I'm excited because I'm seeing the business grow and scale through the efforts that we do every single week.
Yes, definitely. And it definitely sounds like a lot of variety from speaking, from strategy, creation. And I know for me, the highlight of this week will be going to visit family. So we leave early tomorrow, like mid-afternoon, and we get to spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'm always excited when we get to travel for a little bit while everything is still functioning, right? That doesn't really impact the business per se. It just changes where we wake up and stuff like that. But other than that, So definitely a very productive week. So I want to focus this episode on a lot of the kind of questions we get on your social media in regards to mindset. I think there has been a intrigue in regards to your journey from, in a nutshell, I would say, going from a motivational speaker. Well, if we take it way, way back, it's working at Wendy's, motivational speaker on tour with Les Brown, to doing the Metro PCS, T-Mobile franchise stores, to now being an entrepreneur where you work out of a laptop, right? Like tech software. But interestingly enough, there's a lot more intrigue in the sense of your fitness journey from the last couple of months. Can you just share as far as like what led you to not just grow in the business realm, but also commit to a fitness journey in the last, well, it's been a year, right?
Not yet.
Almost. Okay.
Almost a year. Yeah, almost a year.
And what led you to go into that journey as far as like fitness? Like kind of what led you into going into, you know what, business is doing great, business is growing, but let me also add more on my plate.
I mean, for me, I saw myself gaining weight and I asked myself, where did that come from? And I realized, man, I had to do something different. And so I got a coach and I decided to invest into a coach to help me, you know, take care of my fitness and win in my fitness.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Now, one of the things I would say you've done even before we moved to Vegas is you've always woken up really early. When we were in LA, you would wake up. I think we would be at the gym at 3:30, if I'm not mistaken. It was really early. It started with
back then. We would leave the house probably by 3:30 to make it to the gym on time.
Yeah, it was very early. and here it's about the same. You wake up a lot earlier than me in that sense. What time do you actually wake up in like most of the days?
3:50.
3:50. Okay. So it still starts with a three.
Yeah.
And would you say, based on your experience, can a business owner be successful if they're not waking up at 3:50 or 4 in the morning, let's say?
can they be successful? I mean, look, I think you got to be successful in order to do something different. You got to do something that you've never done before. And I do think that you waking up that early, you got to be successful. Waking up that early will create the success. And it's one is because it creates discipline. And number two, you're up in the morning when no one is awake. You're up there with God. You're having that one-on-one time with God. And I think that that's where a lot of people don't get a chance to experience when they wake up around, let's say, 10 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, it already feels like the afternoon, 10 o'clock in the morning, feels like the afternoon. But if you want to create that high level of success, you got to be able to have that download from God where no one is tugging at you, no one is yelling for your name, and so on and so forth. And that only happens around that time. It happens 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 o'clock in the morning for some people.
Gotcha, gotcha. So what about in the scenario? And I don't disagree. I mean, my routine is just different, right? Mine, I start at 5:20. And even though I don't work, what I just noticed is that 5:20 a.m. for me allows me to not be in a rushed state. And very similar to what you shared, my morning has, I added a quiet time with God. So 10 minutes of prayer, 10 minutes of reading the word, and then reflecting and journaling, things like that. So before I actually start my to-do list or the home task or anything that's outside world task, I pour into myself. So mine starts at 5:20. So I don't disagree, because I do think that by the time I wake up, you've already poured into your things, like yourself, God,
like your cup,
prayer, your cup. Yeah. And then I wake up, but you're not home at that time. But then I pour into myself. And then usually by the time we start any like business talk or any personal talk, I definitely notice we're more kind of centered. Like we're more like, okay, that's good. That's good. Instead of walking out, waking up, rushing out the door. Bye. See you later. Like kind of rushed.
And mind you, I used to do that. Like I used to do that, by the way. I used to wake up, rush out the door, but hey, that was my journey. And in this journey, I realized that I need that time with God. I need that time early in the morning where no one's awake. You're not awake. The dog's not awake. The dog's not, you know, barking. No neighbors is awake. And I just have this peace and quiet that I could do whatever I want to do in those times. Typically, to be honest, my situation lately has just been, I sit on the toilet and I'm reading the Bible. Like I go sit down, and the bathroom is a quiet place too. So like compared to the house, the bathroom is probably the most quietest place because you're there by yourself. And then to be at that stage at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's like being in a dark room by yourself. And I don't turn on the lights. We already have the small night lights that allow me to know where to walk. And I just sit there on the toilet and I'm just going through. I'm not even using the restroom. I'm just going through the Bible at that point and reading and like, oh, this is what Jacob did to Esau in the Bible. Oh, this is what this is who Esau married in the Bible. And I'm like, oh, interesting. And oh, this is what it's like to have favor from your father and building that relationship with God and understanding. And then it's time for me to hit the gym. And I say a prayer. I say, many times I go to you and I say a prayer over you. And I put my clothes together and head out to the gym and go meet up with my coach at the gym by 5:30.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, do you think parents would be able to do something like this? Like people that have little ones where really, I mean, they have school time, they have drop-off time and all of that. Is this like feasible to? Because also the kids can stay up late at night. It's not like a kid would be like, okay, it's bedtime. Let me just go to bed at 7 p.m. all the time. So is this something you think a business owner parent could reach like this level of discipline?
I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know what it's like to have kids and try to discipline kids on a day-to-day basis. However, what I do believe is, even through my journey as a child, that my parents, their consistency and their habits essentially get instilled into me. And I'll give you an example. When I grew up, I drank cow milk, right? Most people go to the grocery store, they buy cow milk, and they call it whole milk or whatever they want to call it. And I don't know. I don't remember the age, but maybe around like 11, 12, my mom just discovered about the bad in drinking cow milk, and she stopped drinking the cow milk and she stopped bringing the cow milk home. So when we drank ate cereal, we used almond milk, and that just became a norm from 10 years old to whenever to today. And that was instilled from me at a young age. The number two thing is to create peace in the bedroom. We took away the TV out of the bedroom. In the beginning, I bitched and I complained. And then now, today, as an adult, I still don't have a TV. We still don't have a TV in our bedroom. It's our safe haven, right? And so it's like those small things that I discovered. And then in this journey, I do believe that as a parent, if you set your time to wake up at 4:30 in the morning, so that means you're in bed by 7:50, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, your kid's going to adopt those habits. Your kids are going to end up going to bed early, going to start yawning around 7:45, so on and so forth. Like just last night, I was thinking about it. I was on my way home from my speaking event, and I'm talking to you on the phone, and it's like 9 o'clock, and you're saying like, "Oh, I'm tired. I'm getting ready for bed. Got to go to bed," and so on and so forth. And I'm looking at the time, and I'm saying most people are still like up and at them doing their thing. And as soon as I come home, the house is dark. All we have is our little night lights and night little lights just to see where we're walking. Bensley, our dog, is in his bed, and you're already in your pajamas, and it's 9 o'clock at night. And many other people are still like watching TV, doing a lot of things, having a lot of activity. But we've set the standard that our bedtime is 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Our bedtime is that, and our body's already adjusted to that, and we make that into a habit. So I do think that if you're a parent, you could do that. And I also think that if you're single, you could do that as well.
Yeah, I think for me, it was definitely an adjustment because I always say, like, I'm a night owl. My greatest ideas come at night, or I can clean through the night. But I do remember doing that coaching session at your coach's, like, weekend warrior. And he explained, like, the value of shutting down your mind, right? I think as an entrepreneur, business owner, or anybody that's high production, you're always thinking of, like, the next task, the next output. And I remember he said, like, your body will respond to light and noise and our phones. So it wasn't so much once I realized and applied what he shared, which is like the breathing exercises, putting our home in a state of, like, I call it shutdown, where like lights are coming off. We just have very dim like lighting, setting the mood. TV's not on. I choose to disconnect from my phone. Like after 6 p.m., it's going to be rare someone reaches out to me. Or if they reach out, my phone's already on do not disturb at 6. So one of the things I have noticed is it took me a very big adjustment, one, to put metrics in place, aka after 6, I'm not available unless it's some life-threatening emergency. And then also, I think it put us in a position where we have to delegate more to the team. Because if we know that we want to start by a certain time, reverse engineer it to the sleep time, which then you need decompression time, I had to learn how to delegate a lot. So my day ends very early. My day ends around 3 p.m. And then that way I can go on to other things. And by the time you come home, I'm not in a state of stress. I'm just like, oh, let's hang out. Let's talk. So yeah, I think that's very valuable. Now, with that being said, going back into regards to time management routines for you to reach this level of success, can a business owner be successful if they spend their weekends partying? In your
perspective? No, you can't. Because success is a deliberate activity. It's a deliberate action. It's something that you're aiming for a deliberate result. It's impossible because you're spending the weekend distracted. That weekend being distracted is going to trickle in into the Monday. And then that Monday being foggy is going to trickle into the Tuesday. Then by Wednesday, you're trying to get clean up and get back to 100%. Then now you finally feel like 100% on Thursday. Now that you feel 100% on Thursday, the week is gone. You finally have a good day on Thursday. Friday, you're like, ooh, okay, I'm good. And then comes back Friday night, and then now you're back to partying. So when I have a strong 7 days, in my scenario, if I have a strong 7 days, you have a strong day and a half throughout the week. So you can't be successful because you're going to be so far behind. It's impossible.
Yeah. I hear you on that. So what do you think a business owner should be doing on the weekends? Let's say they're looking to transition. They're going to hear this podcast. They're like going to say, you know what? I'm going to just follow what Andy says and see if it actually works. What should they be doing? Someone that's on the launch, they already launched their building, but they want to get to another 5X, 10X on income. What should they be doing on the weekends?
I'll tell you like this. Monday through Friday is the game. Saturday and Sunday is your practice. Saturday and Sunday is your preparation. So I want you to think about an NBA player. Saturday and Sunday is the day that LeBron James is in the court and he's practicing his shots. He's preparing his back, preparing what he's going to do for throughout the week and visualizing what he's going to do throughout the week. Then when Monday hits, 3:50 a.m., your alarm rings, it's game time.
I'm wondering if you're going to add more.
No, that's it.
I can hear the conviction where it's like, what I'm hearing you say actually is like, there's no shortcut. You're essentially saying, stop playing around. This is serious. Take it serious and get ready to perform at your highest level. So would you say that business owners are like athletes in a sense?
It's a sport. It's a sport for sure. There is, and when I look at business and I look at sports, I'm working out to make sure my mind is sharper so that way I can play this game and be sharpest when I'm playing this game. I think about my body similar to like how I think about an athlete. Because for example, I pay to go get stretched. Now, I understand that I'm overweight. However, I pay a fitness coach. If I wasn't in the fitness coaching program that I'm in, my body would be probably much more in shock than it is today. So I pay for a fitness coach. I pay to get my body stretched. I have the sauna. We're moving into a new place. As soon as we move into a new place, we're going to, I'm investing into the sauna, into the cold plunge to be in the backyard. So I'm in the middle of my journey, but I'm constantly saying to myself, like, this is the game that I'm playing. It's equivalent to an athlete. It's equivalent to someone who's in the professional NBA, NFL, so on and so forth, Major League Baseball. And the game that I'm playing, it just happens to be business. So you got to be sharp. You got to be on point. You got to have clear direction. You got to know exactly what you're creating, what you're building. And you may not know exactly so far how to get there step by step, but your ability to maneuver in every circumstance and make a different decision that is sharp is what's going to allow you to be ahead of the curve. It's what's going to allow you to be ahead of your competition. It's what's going to allow you to progress on a weekly basis. I was just in the Philippines. It was 3.5 months ago. I was in the Philippines. The business that I have today is completely different than the business that I had 3.5 months ago. And it's funny to my team because we were laughing because we were essentially saying, hey, it was only 14 weeks ago where we had declared some of the goals that were set. And we are more than halfway through. So that means we set a goal for the whole entire year of 2024. In December of 2023, we set a goal for the year. We are more than halfway there, and we're only 15 weeks into the year. That means where we would have been, where we aimed to be in June, in April we already hit it. In April we already hit those targets, and I realized it was my ability to communicate and to convey and be sharp in the middle of small decisions. Every time that a problem came my way, I was able to move, adjust, attack, and make a firm decision and move forward in the business every single week for the last 15 weeks. The reason I believe that I was able to do so is because at 9 a.m., when it was time for me to make a decision, I wasn't like, oh, I'm just waking up. No, I had been awake and I did some hard stuff in the morning. I'm over here carrying 245 dumbbell plates and I'm walking around and running around and walking around and running around doing a farmer's carry for 3 miles. That's already taking a toll on my mind and my body. Then I get into the sauna. And then after I get into the sauna, I then take a shower. I go into the office. And then at 9 a.m., right in the morning, the morning starts. There's a challenge that I got to handle. I make a decision on that challenge. And I can make a clear, firm decision. Okay, this is how we're going to adjust. This is who we're going to bring in. This is how we're going to partner up with the right person and put people into position and put systems and operational processes behind them. And then I move on to the next problem, and it's only 9:15 in the morning. When my competitor is like, ooh, it's 9 a.m., got to wake up, you know, got to wake up. And that's the difference. that's what I'm sharing with you, the differences. That's why I say you can't be successful. It's impossible. Because by the time you really get a start on your day, like think about this. For me, my morning starts at 3:50 in the morning. I wake up, and sometimes I wake you up, and sometimes you don't wake up or by accident. But from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock, that's a five-hour start. If someone wakes up at 9 a.m., 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. So that means where I'm at 9 a.m., you'll be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you were to follow my morning regimen, just because I have that extra five-hour jump on you, by 9 a.m., when it's time, it's business hours, it's time to make business moves, where I'm mentally at by 9 o'clock in the morning, if you wake up by 9 o'clock in the morning yourself, if that's the time you wake up and you follow my morning regimen, that means by 1 o'clock in the morning, that's where I'm at 9 a.m. making the decisions, you'll physically, mentally be there at 1 o'clock. And ironically, at 1 o'clock, I'm already having my team meeting and we're breaking down what we accomplished in the last 4 hours and readjusting for the next 4 hours of the day. And you're just like, oh, finally at it. And then so what happens is that your time, in order to even compete or play the game, you're now actually going to have to go into the night. So while I'm resting in the right, correct circadian rhythm, while I'm resting, just to play ball with Andy, you're going to have to go into deeper hours of the night. Your team is not operating at that time. That's not your business hours. It's not your team's business hours. Your customers are not operating at that time. So now you're so far behind that you're now in the burning the midnight oil, looking at Canva, editing your Canva thing, you know, editing your Canva, writing your Google Doc, and I'm already on to the next day. That's the difference, and that's what I share with you. You got to wake up early, and I didn't understand this until I had the right mentors, the right people around me. I got introduced to this by Sam Bakhtiar in 2018, I believe. I remember I was living in a one or a two-bedroom apartment with a roommate. I was living in a two-bedroom apartment with a roommate. And at this time, I think every week was like a four-figure week at this time. So I was making a little bit of money, but it was like four figures every week. So it's like 2018, this is when I'm trying to rebuild myself from coming out of the cell phone business. I started my course business, and I started selling courses. And I'm probably making like $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, maybe $6,000 a week, right? At that, around this time. And I started waking up early. And I was living in Orange County in a two-bedroom apartment at this time. This was before you and I started dating, we started being together. And when I started this new regimen, by the time that I'm done with the workout, it's now 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, what do I do for the rest of my day? Okay, like, let me get to work. So 7:45, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm already working. I'm already grinding. And I remember doing this for a few weeks. And there was 1 week. I remember that to the day. I had a $12,000 day. And I remember going to Sam, my mentor, and I said, this thing might be working. Like, waking up early, I just made $12,000, man. And, you know, he was light years ahead of me at the time. You know, $12,000 was nothing to him. He was running a $50 million business. So 12,000, but being around him, I started picking up these success habits. And one of those success habits was waking up early. When the pandemic hit, it's like I lost that habit. And then as soon as I got out of the pandemic, I regained that habit because I started seeing the results were not where I was used to be. So I started repicking up those habits 2021 and on. And I started to realize the more rest that I get, that is preparing me for a 4 a.m. day, the more money I make and the better my results. So if you want to be successful today, if you want to create a high level of success, you got to do what the people who do high level success, you know, you got to be able to wake up. Now, I think the confusion is going to be, well, I read an Instagram post that Jeff Bezos wakes up at 9 o'clock in the morning. So if I wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, then I'm going to be like Jeff Bezos. And like, no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Because if you actually look, if you go inside of Jeff Bezos' house and spend time with him on this come up of Amazon, I'm quite certain he was waking up early.
Yeah. I mean, this is now a result of all the years of work. And I mean, he talks about how like obsessed he gets, like when something needs to be done. He puts his team through a lot of time crunch situations. Like, he slept in the office or things like that, you know? So yes, I think it's hard to judge from outside looking in. Like, well, I see an influencer, they wake up at 12 noon, they're going to the gym, but you don't know what type of monthly recurring or subscription brand deals they have. They might be making $25,000 by doing that wake up video, you know, things like that. Or you don't know if they have the right systems in place. I think, interestingly enough, though, we choose to wake up at these times when we don't have to, because if you wanted to, you could wake up at 9, 8, 10, whatever, 12 noon, but the team would still function and produce the same. I think the difference is the choice of making sure that you make time for everything, right? From Bible, stretch, working out, like you said, perfecting your skill. When I was in sales last year in real estate, I was in the office before 9 a.m. And one of the things that we also got training on was your first hour of the day, you're making calls. Why? Because that's the most uncomfortable. Outbound, strangers. I was doing acquisitions of old houses. People don't even want to sell their houses. So imagine deciding at 9 a.m., I'm going to call people that are already pissed off. That takes guts.
It does.
And it was the worst way to start. But I recognize that. In order for me to be the best version of myself, sales mode, compassionate by 9 a.m., I had to start with pouring into myself, podcasts, you know, things like that. So I get what you're saying is, if you have a team or a business, if your working hours are 9 to 5, how are you going to be the best version for the team or yourself or your customers? If you just woke up, drank some coffee or a Red Bull and you're like, let's do another day, you know, because I'm a big believer of like energy transfers. So if someone's already in a grumpy, tired state, it's going to unfortunately transfer to the team. And I think as a leader, it's a responsibility to make sure you're in the best state for everybody around you. Also for family. It doesn't have to be business. Would you agree that this is also something in general a household can kind of apply in their life?
I think that when we look at the household, you got to get on the calendar of the leader. You got to get on the calendar of the leader, the leader's calendar. I think you and I talked about that one time where, I mean, if I was waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you're waking up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I mean, it would be a great distance of quality time that we could spend together, right? Because we're not even on nearly the same calendar. And so the household has to be on the same calendar as the leader. So if you're the leader of your household, man, your kids should be, you should not be in bed at 7 o'clock in the morning at 7 o'clock PM. And then your kids are going to go to bed at 11 o'clock at night. Like they gotta be able to follow the rhythm and make that the standard. If you really believe that this is going to help you. Now on the other side, I can understand, but that's where kids end up. That's what I see. That's where kids end up ruling the house, because if you go to bed at 11 o'clock at night and your kids go to bed at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and you go to bed at 11 o'clock at night, and then you both want to have the same amount of time, your kid's waking up early and now you're, the kid is crying. Our dog follows our wake up rhythm. By 6:30 in the morning, our dog is 5 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because they know, like, every damn day there's somebody that wakes up. Andy's waking up, making noise in the kitchen, doing something in the kitchen, drink, getting the water, you know, preparing the whatever. So I share that with you is because you gotta get your whole house in the same rhythm, because it's a party when you're on the same. And then on top of that, when I started doing it years ago, actually my staff does the same thing. I'm over here, it's 4:30 in the morning. I'm messaging some people on my team. They're already ahead of the game. They're ahead of others. When other people are like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. It's 8:50. I work from home and it's 8:50. Let me wake up to 10 minutes before my 9 o'clock shift. And they're snuggled with a cup of coffee. That's like, I just woke up. And they're over here doing their meeting like this. Like, what do you think you're going to have better results than the person who's like, hey, it's 9 a.m. I just woke up. 5 hours ago. I'm already halfway through my day. I ran 3 miles this morning. I did breath work. I prayed. I read the Bible. I ate breakfast. I had a powerful day. I'm already halfway in the middle of my day. It's 9 a.m. You come in with power. Boom, 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 boom. Decision after decision after decision after decision. And then you end up the day and you're like, man, what else do I have to do? Like, you can maximize your day between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then boom, you have a successful day. So like in my company, we have people working the first shift starts at 4 o'clock in the morning. Why? That's because I'm mentally there. I'm already in conversations with people at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, hey man, this is what I need you to do. I'm gonna be at the gym. This is what I need you to do today. Or this is what your aim is this week. They're already taking care of business. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. So what results do you think you can possibly create if you're waking up at 10 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock a.m. in the afternoon?
You call it afternoon, but yeah, morning.
What results do you think you could possibly create? It's 9:42 a.m. right now. But what results do you think you could possibly create? Most people would be like, I just woke up 42 minutes ago. It's 9:42 a.m. as at the time of this recording.
Yeah.
I just woke up 42 minutes ago. And it is like, come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. You see how much energy I got? I mean, dude, I'm on a whole nother boat right now.
Yeah. So when I met you back, fun fact, because you mentioned Sandbag Jar, and we met in that time that I was running one of his franchise in California. And so he's actually he's the reason we met. But surprisingly enough, when I was starting to work out with you at 3:30 in the morning, you know, the reason it was not hard is because I was starting my work at 4 in the morning. So his gyms run for high level, like business owners or people that work corporate. So the gym is set up in a structure where the first workout is at 4:30 in the morning. Then there's a 5:30, then there's a 6:30, and then you had your regular 8 and 10 or 8 and 9, right? So surprisingly enough, I think that was the only time in my life where I woke up that early before I met you. But let me ask you this. If when you met me and we started dating and I was like, that's just not me, I'm a 12 noon type of girly, would you have like courted me? Because the way you make it sound is like it just would not work if I was that kind of person, I guess, or those habits. It's not the person, it's the habits. Like, so taking it back to 2020, yeah, I had already a rhythm of starting at 4:30. So I was waking up at 3 something, going into the gym by 4:30, doing weigh-ins, like managing a whole team, leading a whole team. But if when I would have met you, you're like, let's go work out, and I would have been like, the way my life is set up, I'm more of like a 12 noon. What would you have said?
I mean, we probably wouldn't. I don't think we would have gotten that far because a lot of the relationship was around the working out and being together early in the morning. I don't think we could have gotten that far because, I mean, there were days and nights that we spoke at like 10 o'clock at night and so forth, but that wouldn't be sustainable. I wouldn't have been sustainably doing that and talking to you that late because I would have already been in bed. I would have already figured out like, hey man, I can't go to bed this late to talk to a girl. So I'm going to be going to bed around 8 o'clock to make it work. And then, so if you are waking up at 12, then that means you're probably working, I don't know, some night shift or something. And so you're working what, from like 1 o'clock to like 9 o'clock. And then, so by the time you get out of work, I'm already sleeping. And then, so we wouldn't have had the opportunity to actually build a relationship. And so our relationship wouldn't have been created. And everything else that happened subsequently most likely wouldn't have happened. I mean, God is the only all-knowing that of what could have happened. But I think a lot of our relationship was created at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning when I was wake up. And even when you stayed at my house, it was, hey, we got to get going. It's 3:30. We got to get going and hit the gym by 4 o'clock. And we're the only ones out there. And we built that relationship during that time. So the fact that I knew that you could sustainably get up that early shows me a great deal of discipline, which trickles into other areas of your life, which proved to be correct over the years.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way. I think for me, because I was in that rhythm as well, and I correlate fitness to like mental health and physical health, well-being. For me, if I'm not okay within my physical, mental well-being, I can't go off and do great things in the world. I can't pour into people. I can't do podcasts. I can't do business growth and things like that. So I appreciate you sharing that because I do think that's the reality of it. It's because we were already in the same mindset that allowed us to go into the next phase. But let me ask you this as the last question, because we did meet when you were relatively young and you were still building. Do you think a young man should be courting a woman while they're building a business?
While they're building, I mean, it depends on what stage of their business that they're in. If they're in the point of scaling, you could, for sure, they may be able to help you. If you're in the point of figuring out, I don't think so.
And why is that? Why, if they're like trying to figure out why should they not?
Because a woman's distraction, man. If you're a young man and you're in the stage of starting your business, not growing and scaling. Growing and scaling is you already know what your business is, you already have customers, you're already generating income, and you're looking to take it to the next level. That is a different journey. But if you're in the stage of starting a business, you should not be dating anyone, because you got to figure out and get your shit together. That's really what it comes down to. You got to be able to figure it out and get your stuff together. And I'm glad that, I mean, throughout my journey, man, I've dated women in the start of my business, and each and every single time it was just a distraction, and I was distracted. And I think that is what actually delayed of the growth of the business that I wanted to create in general. It wasn't until I was very clear, I got customers and I focused. There was a time in my life where I just didn't date and I was just completely focused. And that was essentially right before I met you. And I was just completely focused. And then I started to create results and momentum. And then from there, that's when I took it to the next level. But you got to have, the basics to get started. And most entrepreneurs don't have the basics to get started. And that's what they end up getting distracted. It's like saying, hey, man, should I be going to music concerts when I'm starting my business? No, you should not. It's a distraction. You should be focused and get yourself out of the hellhole of starting a business.
I hear you. So I think definitely there's a tremendous amount of mental, physical effort put in starting a business, deciding what you're going to focus on, and then making it successful and sustainable. And I think we share this not to say that anybody's doing anything wrong or like this is the way, but I would say we're relatively young. We started young. You had an idea for the business. It's changed in the last couple of years that we've been together, in the last several years. We share this as a cautionary tale. Like, could you do it? You can. Will it be stressful? It will be. Can it be successful? Certainly. But also know that a business is like having like a baby. You're going to have to get it to a stage where it can sustain itself for sure. Well, what's one thing? So as we wrap up today's podcast, what is one thing you want your followers, viewers to focus on this week if they're in that stage where they need to kind of recommit, re-decide like to themselves or their team, we're going to hit that crazy goal. What's one thing an entrepreneur or business owner can do in the next 7 days between today's podcast and next podcast that you would want to leave them with?
I would ask you this question. What are you pretending not to know? What are some of the things that you're pretending not to know? Such as, man, in the back of my head, I know I should wake up early. Andy's confirming my suspicions about waking up early. It's just uncomfortable. And let me pretend like I don't know that I need to wake up early. And then the longer you pretend not to know, the longer that you, the farther your goal being reached is going to be. Like, it's going to just be farther and farther and farther along. So what are you pretending not to know? And identify that thing and recognize that you already know what to do. And just take action and just do it, baby.
Definitely. Well, I think that's powerful. And I hope everybody takes this and runs with it. And we want to hear the wins. We want to hear the growth. And we look forward to next week. We're going to provide more insight, more stories, more resources. Anything else you want to add, Andy?
Hey, baby. Progress daily.
You heard it. Have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye. Yeah.